Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. Or you can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, SALLAN.com. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Bruce. That Clapton song, man, that doesn't make me happy. That makes me sad.
But it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
And it relates, of course, to parenting in the sense that it was about the loss of a child.
Yes, sir.
When I first heard that song, I had no idea that it was such a personal tribute.
Mm. Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
And I can't have our listeners always be happy. They've got to be reflective occasionally, you know.
It's about being happy, Bruce. Let's be happy.
Okay. Well, I have that song.
Yeah.
What is it? Don't Worry, Be Happy. That will be a bumper song. That was a pretty big one for a while ago.
I remember that. So what are we talking about today?
Today's subject is, do you keep secrets from your spouse? Now, in so much as I've been a member of a men's group with you as a leader for years, I know that a lot of men's do. A lot of men's do. But the question really is it appropriate? When is it appropriate? And should you do it, whether you're a husband or wife? And what is your first response and thinking on that subject, Wayne?
Well, I think the terminology we're using is really important, you know, in terms of secrets and lies. There are some things that women don't need to know about. It's one of the reasons why we have men's groups. It's one of the reasons why men gather. There are things that men need to work out, and we help each other work some of those things out so we get clear. When we're clear, then we could interact with our wives and other women in our lives in a way that's productive.
But so let's get an example or two. Would you say that a man that is feeling the desire or the thinking of, say, straying in his marriage should share that with his wife or process it with the men?
Well, look, I'm a big fan of working with the men, so it's absolutely a thing to bring to the men, because the question is, what's going on behind it? There's something that he's not getting in the relationship. There's something that he's not doing to have the relationship he needs. That is where the energy needs to go. If you just launch into some of these topics directly with your woman, what you're likely to do often is just cause a lot of chaos and, you know, really hit on her insecurity. And for some couples, it's very difficult to get back to the topic that really needs to be discussed. And what men find when they do this group work, or just, you know, working with a coach like I do with the men, is they realize that there's so much going on behind it that when they get clear, they see that taking another approach is much more productive.
I very interesting. And obviously, given that this segment is the men's room, we're talking a little bit more about men keeping secrets from women. We will have the opportunity to go the other direction, as callers or emailers can do to you. But speaking of email, I do have a couple addressed to us, so I'd like to start with one.
Okay.
You're going to laugh at this one, I think, Wayne. Dear Wayne and Bruce, okay, I want to know what secrets you men talk about in your groups. Signed, a curious lady who lives less than a mile from KZSB.
Well,
if it's a secret, how can we reveal it, huh?
Exactly. Lots of women have said that they wish they were a fly on the wall in our men's groups so they can hear what's going on. You know, some women insist that they want to hear, they want to know everything. I did a post recently on a blog of women romance writers, and there was a big discussion. And one woman just was insistent that, no, she wants to know everything, and that's the foundation of a good relationship. I suggest that healthy, secure women don't want to know everything. they don't need to know everything. They don't need to know about every nuance that's going on in his brain. What they care about is that he's happy, that he has friendships, that their relationship is strong. But there's a lot of ugliness that goes on in our heads as we make our way through our masculine journey, a lot of ugliness. And a lot of it really should stay with the men, because we share a lot of those thoughts, and we can help each other make sense of those thoughts, whereas just sort of launching them unsuspectingly to our women could sometimes cause more damage, because we don't even know what a lot of this means in the moment.
I couldn't agree more. I know that there are times that I just wake up in the morning and I'm irritated at my wife for maybe nothing that I even understand. And keeping my mouth shut and then bringing it to the men or just to a good friend allows me to figure out that it has nothing to do with my wife. I'm upset because I haven't prepared properly for something I have to do, or my son did something the night before. And she's just right next to me, so I focus that energy on her in the same way that children, of course, can do that to their parents.
Yes, and in response to, you know, the secrets that men keep, listen, women have no idea what goes on in our heads. They really don't. I've been married for over 25 years, and my wife still is surprised at some of the things that go on in my head. You know, we'll talk when we go on walks at night, and she looks at me like, what are you, crazy? How is it that you can see life that way? And we have these thoughts. You know, sometimes men get so angry, or our little boy flares up in our relationships, that we want to get divorced. Instantly. I mean like in a nanosecond.
You made split pea soup again? That's it. I'm done. I'm through.
That's the last straw, the last pea. we share these thoughts of wanting to get into our car, put our foot on the accelerator, and take off. We share a lot of feelings, a lot of fears, a lot of doubt. And these things are not good topics of conversation with our women, because our women want to rely on us. They want to feel secure. This stuff is really for the men.
You know, you're saying something that I've always believed about almost every issue, which is there's nuance and there's gray. And when you bring up the subject, do you keep secrets from your spouse? I had found in an unofficial poll that I took at the gym that most women instinctually reacted, absolutely not. You should be completely open. While most men had a more nuanced answer, well, it depends. And I think once you explain it the way that you have, as I did at the gym, the women tend to go, oh, I hadn't thought about it that way. But their tendency, in general, this is a generality, is to think that openness translates to quality of marriage, when sometimes openness is not a good thing. By the way, Wayne, I want to interrupt our thought just to tell you that Aaron's here as my co-host today. And I thought you might want to say hello to my son, Aaron.
Hello, young man. What's going on?
Nothing much, Wayne.
Dude, you should take over for your dad. I think you'd make a much more interesting host.
Well, he is going to be drawing the Bruce Allen Show logo for us.
Excellent.
And he's quite skilled, and I am very excited to see what he comes up with.
In spite of you, Bruce, I think Aaron has grown up to be a fine young man. So.
Well, thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
I think, speaking of children, I have another email to share.
Okay.
It says, children need to know that they can trust their parents. So I agree with the point in your column, Bruce, that maybe it's all right to keep a secret in a blended family where a step-parent may not be trusted, right or wrong, by their stepkids. But what if the secret is so big, like doing drugs or getting in some kind of trouble? Isn't that too much to keep from your spouse? Signed, Michael from Fresno.
Yeah, this whole thing, secret, it's such a loaded word. You know, it implies implies mischief. Parents need to be on the same page around taking care of their kids, whether, you know, blended or not. So, you know, there are discussions that we have to have with our kids to gain their trust. We also sometimes need to be able to share it with our spouse, because that's what parents do. It's the same thing when school administrators share something with parents when there's potential for a kid doing damage to himself or others. It's where the line gets drawn. So I think just like in counseling, confidentiality rules until
there's, yeah,
fears that, that there could be danger.
Well, I think that's actually a good rule and a good answer to Michael. Wayne, as usual, our segment goes by way too fast. Father's Day is, by the way, coming up. We should give some thought to what we might do special for that episode of our show. Where can people reach you should they want to?
Well, what do you mean, should they want to? All of your many, many listeners should go to bettermen.org. Women, you could buy my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. Buy it for your men. It's a good place to start. They'll see themselves in it, and if they're interested, they could go back to the site. They could work with me individually on the phone via Skype or in my office in Agora Hills.
And or if they really want to get some wisdom, they will go to brucesallan.com. That's Bruce, like in Bruce Springsteen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Isn't that what you really meant, Wayne?
That's exactly what I meant. Aaron, I don't know how you put up with it.
Wayne, it's a pleasure as always. Thank you so much. It is time for a break. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Sallan Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind.